Let's take a nice little break, and then we will have David Moore, the Cowboys beat reporter for the Dallas Morning News, with us next.
Juice?
How's your juice?
Oh, I'm good.
Hundo. Borrow some? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Juice.
All right, it's 2:38. And it is Wednesday. Every Wednesday at this very time. We check in with the Dallas Cowboys on the Dallas Cowboys with David Moore from the Dallas Morning News. He's their beat reporter. And we have a sponsor.
Crawford Services.
And are we on the Diamond Factory ticket hotline today?
We are.
Well, well. Hello, David. Good afternoon.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
Doing great.
Enough.
Great enough. So, update us first off on what's going on out there today. What do we need to know from the Cowboys?
Good time for an update. Just literally walked out of the locker room 2 minutes ago. So, they are saying all the right things, just about, you know, that they need to establish more of a run game to help Cooper Rush out. They have confidence seeing what he did in Minnesota last year. You know, you don't really think about how many games you have to win with Dak out. You just focus on Cincinnati. And all of that is great, and I understand you tell yourself that, but you lose this game and you don't look better offensively than what you did in the opener. And I think things would start to close in on you fairly quickly. So even if they don't win this game, I think they need, for their own mental well-being and to keep hope alive, if you will, to kind of have a pretty strong response based off of how bad they looked in the opener.
So I was curious about the Jalen Tolbert situation. Did you hear there was maybe some murmurs or rumblings during the week that their third-round pick rookie would be inactive?
Later in the week, started hearing with the game plan and his inability to help on special teams, there's a chance he won't be activated. And they will say that's the reason. But you look, you know, they didn't really disperse those wide receiver snaps around a lot either. You know, Kevontae Turpin, we were talking about how, well, he's going to have to earn a spot as a receiver. You can't just carry him on the roster as special teams going into game day. And I think he only had, two snaps as a receiver. They didn't really spread the snaps around that much. And, of course, they didn't do anything in the passing game at all. So as much as you can say there are major questions in their offensive line, I don't know how you couldn't say that their biggest source of worry going into week two, based off of what we saw, was their receiving core. Because when CeeDee Lamb is your lead guy and you know you're going to have to lean on him early and you target him 11 times with only two receptions, Cincinnati is also a very physical bump and run defense. And they were talking about how these young receivers were giving up ground and underneath, you know, they just weren't able to get any separation because of how physical Tampa Bay's secondary was with them. Well, Cincinnati will be every bit as physical with them as Tampa Bay was, because that's their style of play. And it's, you wonder how much of an improvement can you see in a span of 7 days, especially when suddenly it's going to be the backup quarterback, not the starter.
Well, I had heard that the Dennis Houston thing was his relationship with Dak, like that they had come
rapport.
To trust each
other, yeah.
The rapport, exactly. And so now I'm thinking, all right, well, Dak's gone. We got to get Jalen Tolbert on the field just to give some sort of juice. Probably, yeah. Jalen Tolbert to an extent, you would think. He's probably worked with him a decent amount.
I would be, as ineffective as they were offensively, I would be surprised if Jalen Tolbert is not active for this game. But, you know, it's interesting you brought it up. And in that second half, when you were already at a crisis point, right, because you knew you didn't get anything going offensively, you had to get something going there in the third quarter. On third downs, who was Dak Prescott looking for? On two occasions, he was going to Dennis Houston. So, and again, they have such a small margin of error of offensively now. I mean, they have to execute, I think, certainly above what they did in that opener. You can't have, you know, the defense had no defensive penalties in that game. The offense couldn't say the same, clearly. And now when you're going with the backup quarterback coming off a game where you're the only team in the league not to score a touchdown in week one, this can implode on you pretty quickly offensively if you don't show some signs of life this week. But will you be able to do it? I mean, Cincinnati knows you have very few weapons. You double CD Lamb, you bracket, you know, Dalton Schultz and say, okay, Dennis Houston, let's see if you can catch more than a couple of passes. Semi Fajoko, what do you have? Jalen Tolbert, okay, you're the third round pick. They're going to make those guys make plays against them, and those guys are going to have to make plays, or I think you're going to see the same thing unfold this week that you did in the opener.
I think, unfortunately, Cincinnati lost.
That's the other thing. You know, Dan Quinn was talking about that the other day, which was, well, you're going to see two pissed off teams on Sunday. And I agree with that. But clearly at this point, one of those pissed off teams has a higher talent level and ceiling than the other going into this game.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Oh, I was like about to start.
Just like swallow something?
Yeah. Spit.
Your face is all red.
I was gonna spit and I swallowed. I was just talking and I swallowed some spit.
Okay.
Yeah. So I read your article in the morning news this morning with a great graphic.
Your own spit to qualify that.
Yes,
right.
It was my own spit. That's correct.
Else's. Okay.
Your article this morning with a great illustration from our buddy Michael Hogue there. That's a kick-ass graphic explaining the nature of this injury and why our initial reaction that Jerry was just doing P.T. Barnum salesman job on we're not going to put him on the IR, he'll be back, actually does carry some weight.
Yeah, I mean, and everyone is skeptical when Jerry says these things, and we've all been exposed to the delusional Jerry so often that when you hear these proclamations that don't track with what the initial timeline was, you just go, yeah, right. But in this case, this is not this is a medical reality. And the people I talked to even before the surgery who were telling me 6 to 8 weeks, they all stressed, but this is it's in such a close area, you really have to wait to see what the surgeon says once you come out of it. And what they found in the surgery was that it was an extra artisanal break versus the intra. And the difference is, it meant just the bone above the joint, the thumb joint, is what was fractured. It didn't extend into the joint itself, so the recovery period is 4 to 6 versus 6 to 8.
And are we then to then assume Jerry is taking the very most optimistic timeline there?
Yes, you can't just do away. While there is a medical reason on why this time frame is shorter, and it appears he will be back in October now, not after the bye week in November, Jerry still has to imprint his runaway optimism on it. 4 weeks for a quarterback coming off a thumb injury seems a little unrealistic. I think that you start circling the Philadelphia game, I believe, on the 16th, that would be 34 days since the surgery took place. So just a day under 5 weeks. I think that's the one you really circle and say, this is really a more realistic time frame to circle and start the clock and go from there.
And what's the deal with Jason Peters this week?
They said that he's still in the ramp-up phase. I still believe it's going to be more likely that he plays that next week, the Monday night game against the New York Giants, but have a better feel for that after they go through tomorrow's practice.
All right. Thank you, David. Appreciate you supporting me through a near-death experience there. We'll check in with you Sunday on the pregame, and we'll – what do we got IG tonight?
Anything special tonight?
One, I'm just glad you came out the other side.
Yeah, thank you. Couldn't have done it without you.
Tonight, you know, there was a disturbing sense of glee that Robert Wolanski exhibited with the way that game unfolded. A perverse sense of glee, I would say. We will explore his reaction. And also, I think we saw a piece that we'll probably talk about, which was, is it time for America to break up with America's team?
Ooh.
And we'll probably explore that thought a little more.
Spicy. I like it. We'll check you out tonight, and we'll talk soon, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes. It is David Moore of the Dallas Morning News. Coming up next, we'll find out why today doesn't suck.
A Cumulus Media station.
Once again, The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I mean, all the housewives referenced it. Hey, it's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. I mean, you know.
And now, here are your hosts, Jay Kemp and Dan McDowell.
To Ticket for Rip.
All right, I'm alive. Got 257. Here he is, Ham.
Thanks, Jake. Tito's Handmade Vodka and Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Damn Dan.
Thank you, mate.
Whoa.
You're welcome, mate.
Joining us in studio, it's The Hardline. We have the snake. We have Bob. We have Dave
Corby.
Lane.
Bob.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, gentle people.
Hello, sports fear.
We going three wide today?
Ooh, yeah.
Is it bad that I kind of wouldn't mind if Slovenia got beat?
So, yeah, it's very bad.
So, but listen to me.
I know where you're going, and it's very bad.
Just let him sleep and stuff. Rest.
He's our countryman.
Smoke. Let him do what he needs to do. Drink some wine.
I think he'll do that either way.
All right.
Bob wanted to know what was in that brown paper bag. Should I let him open it?
Yeah, sure.
Is there duty?
No, a P1 sent me that. And you have to open it and look at the very middle of the magazine that was sent.
I think I know what it is. Yeah, it's... All right.
There's Lee Corso's dog.
I just do it.
I'm not taking this deal.
Just get it over with.
It's not going to get cooties on you.
It's the Burt Reynolds Playgirl. You got to look right in the middle.
Pages are stuck together.
Oh, no.
Burt doesn't show dong.
Oh, there's wieners.
But some people did.
Oh, that wasn't Burt's dong?
That was not Burt's dong. No. You got to look at it closely.
This is a more tasteful
dude.
How would he know the difference? Would you find Playgirl? Like, remember our dads would have...
Playgirl.
We'd have friends that had
dads. Yeah, Mom's closet had a Playgirl in it.
By the way, the centerfold's name is Woody Parker.
Yeah, that's the one that really got Dan there. The gentleman on the phone. Oh, he's the centerfold. Okay, he folds out. Oh, yeah, that is a 70s hog if I've ever seen one.
He's hot.
He is pretty hot.
Not well groomed,
no.
But that's 70s grooming.
Mino, can you see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Has everybody had a turn?
Mine, are you good?
Well, we just keep that in the bathroom. That's the community community playgirl. Did you guys have a community hustler in college?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, Bob.
Oh, me neither. We didn't either.
Obviously.
Because we had two in one room, and then there was a middle bathroom, and then two in the other room. And we all shared that bathroom and shared one hustler.
Yeah, so I wasn't for
a semester.
It wasn't fully
a semester
when I got to college. But in college, we did have Buddy's older brother who was moving out and left us all his tapes.
Nice.
Gross.
Like a huge box of tapes.
Of tapes.
It's pretty sweet.
Hey, everybody, let's get together and watch porn.
So I guess in the 70s, they were only allowed to show like a semi.
Well, I think that actually
makes
that makes it more impressive.
Yeah.
You're like, because you can imagine.
Get the Swedish porn to get that.
Yeah, how big could that be? Today is Wednesday, September 14th, 257th day of the year. 108 days left in 2022.
It says here on the Playgirl Wiki that they estimate about 30 to 40% of their readership is gay men. Not your friend's mom.
Homosexuals.
Doesn't surprise me.
Homosexuals.
Which,
I'm sorry. What?
Maybe you know what? I wonder when my wife's birthday is. I have to look that up, but I could give that to her for her birthday.
Birthday is
stocking stuffer. Perfect stocking stuffer.
You stuff those stockings.
Just see what she'd think. Yeah, I'll keep it. For my wife, for a funny joke.
What if it? That's so, why I'm keeping. I don't know when her birthday is, but let's say it's like December.
Okay.
And you give it to her, and she's like, "Oh, you know what? I think the lawn needs to be mowed." She immediately right. heads out to your riding lawnmower.
Boy, she was having fun the other day.
You know, we could really use a putting green in the back.
Is her seasonal depression just based on the fact she can't mow from October
right.
to February?
Just staring out the window yeah. with a little tear.
Longingly at the mower.
It's 2 whole months of sitting on the washing machine.
Yeah, trying to get an uneven load going.
So to speak.
As so this, it were.
On this day in 1991, it was the greatest debut by a freshman running back in college football history.
What year?
1991. You should know this, Bob.
Is this Wisconsin?
No, it was an Aggie.
Leland McElroy.
Was a
no, no, name. No. It was that guy that... Crane. One of the guy from Carter.
Hello.
I don't know where
Not
he's
Ron
from.
Dane.
But his name is Greg Hill.
Oh, of yeah. course. Oh, friend yeah. of the show.
Didn't Greg go to Carter?
I know he's from here, so let's see. Greg Hill, I'm almost certain, has done some fill-in work on the ticket.
Carter.
Greg.
There you go. Carter.
212 yards rushing, 30 Greg. Carries.
Woo. Where did he go? Did he play in the pros at all?
Chiefs.
Yes, the Chiefs.
That's right.
Who owned the Chiefs?
Owns.
Oh.
On this day in 2015, Jake.
How?
Ahmed Mohammed.
Oh, no. Is this Clock Boy?
A 14-year-old Muslim boy arrested after bringing a homemade clock to MacArthur High School in Irving, Texas.
Tell the time.
It just was a clock in a briefcase.
Yeah.
With wires hanging
with
out of it.
Exposed wires.
Yeah, it's just a clock.
And a red digital interface.
Right, with a count, with a countdown.
And on this day in 2008, Star Trek actor George Takei married Brad Altman.
Yay. Yes, yep. That's...
It's true. P1 birthdays, we have my wife Kelly. Let's see. Her leader is the crosstalk between the orphanage and Ben and Skin. If we can't mention those people...
When was that?
Her second in command is Danny's pig. Were you on the orphanage mixing with Ben and Skin at one point?
Yeah.
My pig found its...
We got that's from Wayne Geyer.
We got crosstalk banned on Saturdays.
Why?
Because it was too awesome.
That happens.
Mm. Yeah.
The world wasn't ready for it.
I think it was banned again. Like,
for a while.
Yeah,
in the T-Box.
Yeah.
The T-Box for sure
they just
got
hated Machine.
Yeah,
they just
true.
Didn't want to... Mix golf with fun.
Right.
Mix.
Or fitness.
Yeah.
Mix.
I used to work with Wayne. Good dude.
P1 Preston says fellow scumbag Keith McPherson is 38 today. His leader is
Sam.
The low batteries in Bob's smoke detector.
We got it fixed. Everything's fine.
Would like to hear a drop of Ham's Choice.
I don't know. It was going off this morning, Bob.
All right, Ham, spin the McConaughey wheel and give us a drop for P1 Preston or Keith.
All right. Oh, my goodness. That me almost dying?
Oh, that's like just moments ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Denver P1 Chris Trebing says it's my birthday.
Tribbing?
My leaders are long-winded answer Bob. What is that?
Long-winded question.
Ah,
yeah,
yes.
You know what? It's probably all long-winded.
He'd like to hear Corby Coach O. What is that? I've never heard that.
Your daughter died.
There it is.
My dad, Troy Wolf, is 45.
You brought the wolf in on there?
Leaders are Dan Jake and Cornelius the Moron Dog. He'd like to hear a Grego drop montage from P1 Easton Wolf.
Easton, that's our guy. That's our valedictorian.
Valedictorian.
It's my OnStar.
That's an awesome name.
Is that the My Pig guy?
Yeah.
So awesome.
I just think
from
that,
like
yeah.
Graham or Weatherford or
since, me?
Something
since Easton loves bits, would he name his son Winston?
Winston Wolfe. Okay, yeah. No. But that'd be badass.
Well, let's not go sucking each other's D's just yet.
Oh, wow. Pardon the interruption.
It's from a movie, and so he can say that technically, I guess. Just don't quote What's Blazing Saddles.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Technical rules are you referring I don't know. To here? When
The beautiful mother of my kids, Serena.
Oh, dude, shove it.
That's from Marvin Caballero.
Come on.
And then she's listening. Oh, honey. And then she... Now one thing leads to another. And Marvin is the beneficiary.
Marvin?
I don't know.
Gordon.
Greg.
Sports Fear, my name is Jody. My husband.
Whoa. Holy, whoa. Dude. Jeez. Is that another version of my pig?
My husband, Kyle Thomason, is 39. Leader is the Jub Hawk. He'd like to hear what's in Norm's underwear, followed by a Bob Gasm. And then she says, I guess I'm supposed to send a picture. And then she did. Like a good wife should. She's
hey, line four
obedient.
Guy.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my underwear?
I don't know, Norm. What?
A really superb pianist.
Jeez. Oh. Too far. Pianist. Too far.
You don't like music?
A superb one.
Hello, Dan. How are you? What? I'm fine. Thanks for asking. I'd like to give my son, Caden Long, a birthday shout-out. His leader is Corby because he's a Sooner. Even if Corby is a fake Sooner.
Ha!
Ooh. And he, too, doesn't believe Native Americans should be allowed to vote.
So he doesn't believe in diversity either.
The Ticket's Kirby Davidson.
Ask him if he was watching the 1979 OU Nebraska game last night.
I
midnight.
Love the he too. Yeah. Skoden.
He would Skoden. Like to request a line four guy Gordon? Versus Dutch joke off. That's from Marcus.
Gordon.
I don't see Dutch anywhere.
I don't think Dutch is here.
Do you walk around your house now saying Skoden and
totally.
And Aho?
Absolutely Aho.
Well, I'm here, Dan.
Oh. Well, we can't. Line four guy's here. Go ahead.
Well, Joe is on his last day at work as a mailman. He gets many thank you cards and gifts, monetary gifts along his route. When he gets to the very last house, he's greeted by this gorgeous housewife who invites him in for lunch. Joe happily accepts. After lunch, the woman invites him up to the bedroom for some dessert. Joe happily accepts again. When they are done, the woman gives him a dollar. Joe asks what the dollar is all about. The woman replies, it was my husband's suggestion. When I told him that it was your last day at work, he said, ask him, give him a dollar. The lunch was my idea.
It's now, a story and a joke all
sorry
at
that
once.
We can't give a joke off because line four guy, the only one here. I haven't seen Dutch today.
Did y'all say Dutch?
Oh, Dutch! Whoa.
Howdy, fellers.
Oh, hey, Dutch.
Hey,
welcome.
Dutch.
I thought he'd actually left.
Two parents take little Johnny on a vacation to a nude beach. Son comes running up to his mom and says, Mommy, I saw ladies with boobies a lot bigger than yours. Mom says the bigger they are, the dumber they are. Several minutes later, he comes running back again and says, Mommy, I saw men with dingers a lot bigger than daddy's. Mom says, well, the bigger they are, the smarter they are. Several minutes later, Johnny comes running back again, says, Mommy, I just saw Daddy talking to the dumbest lady I've ever seen, and the more and more they talked, the smarter and smarter he got.
Okay.
Okay. He's got bigger.
Yeah.
He's got bigger.
Cause and effect relationship
right.
there.
And she had big. Elsewhere.
Basking in the afterglow of the joke off.
Michael,
a hard day's work. Let's punch yep. out.
Yes. Slide down the back of the brontosaurus.
See you at the bar, fellas.
Yes, it's Lowenbrow time.
Michael Crabtree, 35.
Michael Crabtree.
I want to hear who's on the line.
Where's he?
On the line. Michael Crabtree. Oh.
Is he on the street? Ready?
Well, yeah,
he's like 40. He's 35.
Think he's pretty much run through his
Who's
career.
Older, him or Dez?
He is. Crabtree, yeah. I'm going to say Dez.
33.
One year.
So Dez is out there?
There is time.
I swear, Dan. 33, yeah.
You telling me Dez couldn't do it?
Semi Fajoco?
Yeah, just name one of those people that aren't CeeDee Lamb.
Dennis weekend. Houston?
Isn't he busy, though, on Wall Street?
What's his name? Dennis?
Dennis Houston.
Dennis Houston?
Yeah.
Dennis.
Announcing
Dennis
some
Hoff.
IPOs.
Yeah, yeah, NFTs.
Really?
Deshaun Watson, 27.
Did you guys play that audio of Dez and NFTs?
Oh, yeah.
That's the greatest audio ever.
Three or four times?
It's really tough. It's really tough listening.
Michael Crabtree.
So, in your words, just describe what is happening
it's
in this
company.
Business plan that you have. So, there's this...
I didn't expect these.
Yeah.
That's what he kind of said.
Yeah, we literally sent a crew to your house to set you up to put you on this morning. He's like, put me on the spot.
Yeah, he's like, put me on the spot here. No, no, this is a fluff piece. We're just throwing you the ball. You do whatever you want.
Basically, he's Kendall Roy out there with the...
And you know what?
Nosebleed.
He was speaking for all of us.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
We still don't know what they are. Failed.
Dan Cortese is 55.
Web 3.0. Hey, bros. It's Dan Cortese. Friend of the show.
Did you guys actually get him on after the fact? Or
no.
No. No. Too dejected.
Sam Neill, 75.
It's like that one there, Sam.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic
that should be your hero.
Park.
Like a grandfatherly figure for you.
He's hot.
Now, 75. The problem for me is...
John Bowser Bauman is 75. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
How was he in the new one?
And that's interesting. This morning I heard you talking about Shanana.
I mean...
Imagine seeing them live.
At the end...
And it's Bowser's
spoiler,
birthday.
And Dr.
What if you had that information?
We've all been waiting for that
when you
moment,
talked to
but
Tim.
The movie like, is so bad. It's so bad.
His muscle was very small.
Get a job.
Get a job.
They kind of made it about global warming.
Could you imagine sitting through that concert?
Not interesting.
Boy, that would... There'd be the bet payoff, right?
Yeah, but what Kirby? About when Bowser opens his mouth
going
really
to
wide?
Sha-na-na?
Can I send you to Sha-na-na?
They don't exist,
Would
do
you
they?
Prefer that or the Wiggles?
That. So, yeah, we're thinking bet payoff.
The Wiggles. I've actually
I've heard
seen
it.
The Wiggles.
Okay, but we kind of did our
We got to nail this down.
We did our own playlet in the break where it's the Wiggles that we have to go to and that we're...
You have to get selfies with other people's kids.
Yeah.
Fruit salad.
And that you're waiting
yummy.
At the bathroom, and as kids walk toward you, you say, oh, you want to go TT?
I can help.
And you have, like, a camera around your neck. Just like
it's
a,
real
like
obvious, though, yeah.
Not using a phone. No. You have an actual wire
and an
camera.
Ankle monitor.
Or maybe a Polaroid.
Just sweaty.
Faith Ford, 58.
Hi, Caden.
Who?
Faith Ford.
And the dad, the camera.
That? She was. I thought she was on like Murphy Brown or something.
Yeah, Murphy Brown.
She was hot.
She was real hot. I need to take.
I think she still is.
Is she Murphy?
No, that's Candace Bergen.
I don't know.
That soda sure does go through right through you.
Did you drink too much Kool-Aid?
Let's
Haviland Morris is 63. Haviland Morris.
I know where we could take care of that.
Is the hot in 16 Candles. That
the one that was date raped?
Get your haircut?
Her boyfriend allowed, what's his name, to rape her. And then, the next morning, she said,
not bad.
All right.
Well played.
Yeah, there's no other way you would have gotten me, so touche.
But then they were dating. They were dating after that. Remember they drove
Anthony
off together.
Michael Hall?
Yeah, I think they were dating.
Right. In the 80s, a lot of relationships started with rape.
Yeah.
Well,
Revenge of the Nerds.
Different time.
Same thing, right?
I don't remember.
He was wearing a mask, so he basically raped her.
Jeez,
and then afterwards, she was very surprised that nerds are so good at sex.
Oh, no. You just fell out.
Look.
Just let it go.
Born on this day, now dead, Amy Winehouse.
Hmm.
Sorry, Jake.
And then shortly after she died, Neil Patrick Harris had a party, a Halloween party, and he had a meat tray set up like her dead body.
What?
Look it Kemp up.
Spin.
Is that an original Kemp spin?
Hey, yep. What's the 16 candle yes, girl's is. Name?
Haviland Morris.
Haviland? Like Olivia de Haviland?
Haviland Morris. Yeah. Hmm. H-A-V-I-L-A-N-D.
What happened to her?
And Dead on This Day, Still Dead. Boy, I don't know if I can do the show after I read this.
Well, you're done.
Patrick Swayze.
Whoa. That was smart to save it to the end because you would have had to stop.
5, 4, 3.
I'm sorry, man.
2.
And Norm MacDonald.
And
oh,
you're done.
And Norm MacDonald.
What? Come on!
Reminds me of that tragedy.
Let's go!
Yo, Johnny! I'll see you in the next life!
Bye, Mino.
Bye, Jake.